Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Colloway. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mickey Rutner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rutner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Colloway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Colloway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fain moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Joost moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rutner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rutner. Tucker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Tucker moves to third. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it, tags Baker out, and throws to home to double up Tucker, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rutner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo, who is chasing the ball. Tresh reaches third base with a triple. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Appling steals second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Appling scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haynes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haynes moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rutner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Richmond pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond takes first base on ball 4. Rutner moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Savage now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Tucker moves to third. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Baker moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 4 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Gabrion now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Rosar reaches third base with a triple. Vallow goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2 White Sox. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosar scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rutner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herman Franks pinch hits for Gene Handley. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks strikes out. Two outs. Austin Knickerbocker pinch hits for Bob Savage. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.